recording victory. Dreams come true at the French Open for Chinese champ Li Na.
China's Li Na is the winner of Saturday's French Open women's final, becoming the first Asian player to clinch a Grand Slam singles title. The 29-year-old beat defending champ Francesca Schiavone of Italy in a tiebreak. Li now rises to fourth in world rankings. We get more now from CNN's Kate Giles.
Wow, of course it was exciting. You know, after I was lying down in the clay court, I think, oh, this is true, not only for the dream. I don't know how big news now in China, because I don't know how many people was watching this match. But for me, it was good. I mean, right now, I just need to enjoy for the team, because, I mean, short time, I couldn't go back to China and then come back European again for the Wimbledon. So I think if I didn't do well in the Wimbledon, maybe the people would forget me already.
2011 has been a standout year for the 29-year-old veteran. She reached the final of the Australian Open, but fell short of winning. But in the months that have followed, she's changed her coach, she's improved on clay, and she's developed the mental strength to back up her physical power.
I know it was a tough match, of course. I mean, she's an amazing clay court player. And I know if I come to the finals, not easy to win. So I just tell myself, okay, hold on and stand up again, try your best. I mean, if win, lose. But I was happy. Finally, I can win the match.
Li Na is paving the way for tennis in China. After this win in Paris, she should rise to world number four. That's a Chinese record. Li Na's success is big news back home. The Chinese sports minister flew to Paris to watch her play. And if an estimated 65 million viewers tuned in to watch her semi-final at Roland Garros, just imagine the figures for her final. Her fans were some of the loudest and the proudest at Roland Garros.
Lina.
We hope so. It will be so good for the Chinese people.
I think Lina is facing a new kind of challenge today. But I think she's really relaxed and she's in really good form.
Back at home, she's front page material. And Lina says if she could write the headline herself, it would read, "Dreams Come True."